On today's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston relives his family spring break and what he and his wife did this time to change things up a bit.
Spring break communique. Day one, Sunday. We arrived late yesterday, my wife and me plus eight teenagers. We're trying to do spring break differently this time. Rather than paying a fortune to relocate discipline problems, disrespect issues, and sibling quarrels to a new area code for a week, we're adding fresh faces to the crowd to mix it up. Hence, four teens on loan. We're all in a tight house near the beach in Florida. The kids have ID'd that the house internet is slow, and I noticed several light bulbs out. I've texted the management company. For what we're paying, I want each and every light available to turn on and off at my whim. Day 2, Monday. The management company replied that they couldn't replace the bulbs while the home was occupied by a renter. It's okay, I replied. I'm the occupant. No reply. An afternoon walk to the town square revealed wandering packs of teens, all shirtless and all carrying blaring portable speakers and backpacks, taking countless pictures of themselves and each other. A notable sheriff's presence to ensure everyone gets along. Dante couldn't have dreamt this up. In 2 days, we've consumed nearly 4 pounds of plain and peanut M&Ms and chocolate-covered almonds. Kids were spotted taking canisters of M&Ms to bed at night. Day 3, Tuesday. I'm questioning whether absolutely no smoking on the premises means I can have a cigar on the porch. My son, just out of bed, is eating cookies for breakfast at 11:30 a.m., asking what's for dinner. As I write, a small wood thrush scratches for bugs to feed her noisy chicks in her nest next to the porch. She looks tired. Will they ever not be hungry? She's asking. We make eye contact and share a sympathetic nod. I feel your pain, little bird. Day 4, Wednesday. Still no replacement light bulbs. Contacting the management company again. 3 pounds of M&M peanuts are gone. Plain M&Ms and chocolate-covered almonds won't make it through the day. Kids complaining of sunburn despite instructions to generously apply sunscreen. The weather is beautiful. The sun is out. The water is cobalt blue with sugar-white sand. Meanwhile, the kids are lying in bed and on the couch complaining of nothing to do. They roll their eyes at my suggestions. This is starting to feel familiar, and I can't stop thinking about the light bulbs. Day 5, Thursday, a repeat of Wednesday. Oh no. Day 6, Friday, a repeat of Thursday. Please, no. Day 7, Saturday. Kids are in the car early waiting to leave. No one talks on the drive home. It happened again. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To hear more commentaries, search for Keeping It Real with Cam Marston on your favorite podcast app, or follow Cam Marston on social media.